We have a difference between Dinei Nefoshes and Dinei Mamanis. A Dinei Nefoshes requires a Bezin of 23, and Dinei Mamanis sufficient a Bezin of 3. We have a difference between Dovisha B'Yerva and Issa V'Hether, that Dovisha B'Yerva needs 2 Aden, and Dovisha B'Yerva Pachas Mishnayim. And the Isurim, other Isurim, is sufficient with Eid Echodem and Bisurim. What if you have a case as follows? A witness comes to testify. He's telling the story that a woman got married, or telling the story a woman got divorced. But the issue that he's trying to bring out is not so much that she is an Eshishish or she is not an Eshishish. The thing that we want to paskin on is really an issue of Eid Echodem and Bisurim. But in order to bring about that result, in order to give us information that we should understand that there's an issue of Yisurim, so he tells us the whole story, the woman became an Eshishish, or the woman was an Esgarsha. In other words, the content of his aid is his on a Dovisha B'Yerva, but the issue at hand that we're going to paskin on is really an issue of Yisurim. Do you treat it like Dovisha B'Yerva and require to aid him? Or do you say no? Even though that's the content of the Haggadah, that the witness is saying this Tatcha and Esgarsha, the Techen Ha'edis is on a matter of Dovisha B'Yerva, but that's not what we're going to paskin on. The woman is dead already. The woman, the husband, Kfar Holchulai Loman. We're not discussing whether she is or is not an Eshishish. We're just discussing a matter of the Isurim. So do you say Erechadem Isurim, or do you say that you need to wait? So the Pischei Tshuva in Ebenezer, in one place, quotes, Pischei Tshuva is usually a Likud of Achreidim on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. So Pischei Tshuva quotes one of the earlier Achreidim. Pischei Tshuva is pretty late 1800s. So he quotes one of the early Rachareinim who thinks that in such a case you would need to aid him. A Chiddush, you would need to aid him. That since the content of the Haggadah is a Dovisha B'Yerva, even though the result, even though the Poel Yotze, the issue, the Toelos of the Haggadah Seidus is only relevant, the whole relevance of the Eidus is for a matter of Isurim, we would still treat it as a Dovisha B'Yerva and require to aid him. It's an interesting Chiddush. So here, we had a Tesis on the first daf. I'm based on Madalf commenting on the Mishnah. The Tosfos raises the question, what's the din if the Bezdin wants to judge whether the Baal HaShor has to pay Kofar Shloshim Shelevin? The Baal HaShor pays Kofar Shloshim Shelevin, in which case, if his Shor Hamua, the Shor Tam doesn't pay Kofar, doesn't pay Shloshim Shelevin. So if the Shor Hamua, already the fourth time, or after the fourth time, Shor Hamua kills an Adam, if he's a Ben Chorin, then the Baal HaShor has to pay Kofar. And if he's an Eved Kainin, the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim Shelevin. So usually this goes hand in hand with an Einish Misa for the Shor. If the Shor killed, you don't need Hatzroah. If a Shor kills, you don't need Hatzroah. Hatzroah is only a Din by Yodah. Shor doesn't understand what we're talking. So you don't need Hatzroah. So whenever the witnesses will be Mavara, that it's a Shor Hamuot, a Shor Tam Shor HaSadim is also Chayiv Misa. Also, Chay Ashar in this camp. Certainly, Ashar Muad Shaharik Esodom. So, if Ashar Muad was Harik Esodom, basically the token of the testimony is a matter of dealing with Ashes. They should really require 23. So, the question is, but what if we're not interested in being Dandir in the Ashes? That's it, Bisman Azeh. We can't be Dandir in the Ashes. So, do you say that since the whole relevance of the Haggadah Seidus is only to make the Baal HaShor pay the koi for the Shloshim Shelevet, so it's enough with a Bezin of 3, because it's Dinim Hamanis? Maybe I should say no. Since HaShor Shaharik HaSadam, always, the Shor is always Niskal. Whether Tam Amuad, the Shor gets Kino. If it happens to be a Shor Amuad, then the Baal HaShor pays koi for or Shloshim Shelevet. If it's not a Shor Amuad, so you'll remain with the basic Din. But the basic Din is that a Shor Shaharik HaSadam gets Kino. So basically, the teichen of that, you can't say the essence of the Yedis is that the Baal HaShor is chayv to pay. It's not true. If it would have been a short time, the Baal HaShor wouldn't have to pay anything. The essence of the Yedis is, the teichen of the Yedis is that the Shor is chayv misa. The basic teichen of the Yedis is that the Shor is chayv misa. And also, if it happens to be a Shor Muad, so they're testifying on the Koifer on the Shloshim Shalevet, whether it happens to be a Ben Chorin or an Ebek Nine. The Tesis has two opinions. One opinion is that in order to be done, Koifer Shlosh Mishalevet, you need a Bezin of 23. That's called being done Din in the Nefashis. We label the case as one of Din in the Nefashis even though we're not really interested in judging dinei nefashos. We're really interested in judging the dinei mamonos shebo. But since basically the tochen of the Haggadah Seidus is one of dinei nefashos, so the halacha labels the whole case as one of dinei nefashos, and you can't get away with less than Bezdan 23. So those were 2 days in Tosfos. So Rashi, Tosfos themselves do not learn, the Rabbeinu Tam does not introduce this svara at all on Daf Tes in the Sugya Motzei Shem. But the way Rashi learns, it could be that that's what Rashi is driving at. Rashi learns the Gemara like this. The Gemara is talking about the husband coming the day after the wedding. They just got married last night. Psulin, this is Liyom Avi. So they got married on a Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, the couple was together. Thursday morning, the husband is already in Bezdin complaining, Pesach Pasach Matsasi. And because Ksub is only with the Rabbanon, Heim Heminuhu Lahafsidu Alpiv Chazaka, Eidanam Terech Besudom Afsidu. That's how Rashi quotes from Ksubas Afyud. There is a machlokes hatanoim, where the Ksuba deraisa, the Ksuba love deraisa, and we pass in halacha Ksuba love deraisa, and even if you give the girl a Ksuba under the chuppah. So whenever you write a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I give you the shtar, that creates a hiskaidus moment in our Torah. So nonetheless, the Pasuk say in Ebenezer, even though the chasm gives the Ksuba to the Kali, gives her a document, the chiv Ksuba is only midir abonah. Why? Because he never meant to obligate himself to a greater level than the Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim was that Ksuba is the Rabbanon. It's not their Raisa. We pass the Ksuba love their Raisa. So even though he gives a shtar, the shtar is only serving as a shtar raya. A shtar raya that the Takanas Chachamim is in effect over here. It's still going to be Ksuba is love their Raisa. So because Ksuba is love their Raisa, that's why he mama behem. Mama said, he said the husband is believed. Lapsidik Sabas Alpiv is believed to say Pesach Pasuch Matsasi because of the Umdin and the Ruba the Lech Kaman. It doesn't make sense. I know Terech to Sudam Apsida. It doesn't make sense. The husband just paid for such an expensive wedding last night on the assumption that the husband pays for it, that the husband's family pays for it. And the next morning he's going to say a bilbo, we're going to tell a lie that the woman is Pesach Pasuch Matsasi. So we believe him Lapsidik Sabas Alpiv. So the Gemara now says, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that there is now a machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. So the husband comes the next morning, wants to be Masidik Ksubos Alpiv. So Ksuba is a regular plain din of dinim omenes. Dinim omenes should be Bishloisha. So nonetheless, the Mishnah records the machlekes Reb Meir and the Rabbanim, maybe you need 23. Why in the world should you need 23? For Hefsik Ksuba is plain dinim omenes. The Rashi says, Chashin on the Laz. Mazal Laz. Rashi says, Laz means Loshon Hara, the rumor. The rumor will start to spread. Did you hear what the husband did? Just got married last night, and they're ready the first day. Came to Bezdin ready the next morning after Shacharis. He still hasn't talis and tefillin on. He already went to the rabbi that he thinks there's something wrong with the marriage, and he thinks his wife was Mizana. So people are going to be buzzing about the latest Loshon Hara. The guy just got married. And maybe witnesses will show up and testify that the girl was Taka Mizana during Erisin. This is Bizmana Talmud, Bizmana Mishnah, when there was still the practice that they used to have Erisin now, and they sue in a year later, 6 months later, some significant amount of time later. By us, we have Nisuin immediately following Erisin, so she's only in Arusa for 2 minutes. So she can't, it can't be that she was Mizana under the chuppah. Everybody was there. Who was Mizana with her? Mizana Kiddusha. What's going on? The chosin is there, the fathers are there. There's no one there to be mizan with. Everybody's standing over there. But Bizman HaTalmud, there was a long pause in between the Erisin and the Nisun. The Gaonim did away with it. The Gaonim recommended that it's not healthy, that the girl is an Eishes Ish for so long, for a year. She's an Eishes Ish, and the husband is not living with her. She's still living with her parents, and she's waiting to move into the husband's home. He has to get a job. He has to get home. So we're afraid that she may be mizan during Erisin. So they did away with it, and they instituted the practice that we have, that you have the Nisuan following immediately after the Eris. But we're talking over here, Bizman HaMishnah. So the witnesses are going to, the people in the community will hear that the husband is already complaining the very next morning, there's something fishy going on, Pesach Pasach Matzasi, he thinks there's something wrong, and the rumor will spread, everybody will be talking about it for sure. And maybe witnesses, Chashin Allah, maybe witnesses will show up who will testify, Taka, that she was Mizana during Erisin, and the case will develop into a case of Dina Nefoshes. It may or may not develop into a case of Dina Nefoshes. So Rashi learns that is the first pshat. That is, according to Ula, Machlek Zula and Rabbah. So Ula learns this is Tomas Ligi, the Plukta, the Machlekes, Reb Meir Nachachamim, whether to be done the Hefset Tzuba of the woman, whether it's sufficient with a bezin of 3 because it's mominous, or you require bezin of 23 because it may develop into nefashis. So the Nekudas HaMachlekes is whether Hashina Lalas. If we would know for sure, if we would really have a strong feeling that it is going to develop into din in nefashis, then everybody would agree that you can't even be done the Hefset Tzuba Shebob with a bezin of 3. So since it's going to develop into din in the fashas, I already labeled the hefset ksuba shebo, even the chelek hamamoni shebo, I labeled everything as a case of din in the fashas. But over here, how often does it happen that a woman is really mezana? And how often, unfortunately too often, and how often does it happen that you have witnesses who are going to testify and succeed in giving you the death penalty? Come on. They gave the death penalty once in 7 years, once in 70 years, and give a death penalty on murder, that I can see people murder in presence of witnesses. They give a death penalty for an eshes tish, a zinsa, the edim of a hasra. Come on, the whole thing is so far-fetched. The woman is going to be mezana during eris and with edim hasra. Very far-fetched. That's what the Gemara Ula says. That's the machlekes amen hachamim wa lechashina la. Do I already label the case as one of din nefashas because it may possibly develop into din nefashas later? But he says, come on, it's so far-fetched. It's not going to happen. You can't label the whole case of din in the fashion.
Isn't that the whole point of having
Sulu Yitzhak in the B? So, Sulu Yitzhak in the B, that if the husband has any complaints, he should come to Bezin the next morning. I don't know so much, Edom. I don't know, Edom. The husband is. If the husband sees Pesach Pasuach, so sometimes she'll be Asura Abaylo. Sometimes the marriage will be it'll be forbidden for him to remain married. The witnesses may come. Okay, I don't know. It's far-fetched. It's far-fetched that witnesses will come. So that's our Gemara says. That's the Machlekes Satanan. Do I consider this far-fetched possibility and Eidim may come and therefore I already label the case as one of Din and the first, and therefore I already need 23 Dayanim even for the Chelek HaMom and the Shabbat? This is all on the assumption like the Tesis lay, like the Tesis on that base. Whenever it looks like the case will develop into the nefashas, so even the chelek hamamayni shabo also requires 23. I label the case as one of the nefashas, even though this element of the case is not really. So here it's a machlekes. Am I concerned about that? Rabba doesn't agree. Rabba thinks the kuli amo laz lechashino. Yeah, it's too far fetched. Witnesses are going to come. It's going to turn out to be the nefashas. Too far fetched. But ocha the machlekes is a different case. Means they originally convened a bezin of 23 on Thursday morning because the husband said this is going to be din in the fashas. I need a bezin of 23. I can prove that my wife was mezana. Then he comes. He starts coming to the bezin of 23. They say, where are the witnesses? He says, doesn't have any witnesses. It's his word. So the bezin says, come on, your word against Torah. You're going to give it din in the fashas. You don't even have any witnesses. She was mezana. There was no hasra. So 20 dayanim say, have a nice day, goodbye. 20 dayanim walk away. And 3 dayanim stay behind and they say, all right, we'll take care of it, we can discuss the moment of Shabbat. The halacha says the husband is believed, not believed to give din in the fasha, the husband is believed. If he comes the very next morning, lafsidik sabas alpi, because eidonim terech yisud amafsidim. So that's what Rabba learns, that's the machlekes Rameh and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Do you require a bezin of 23 lahafsidik zibasa on that? Why? Because the question is, what does it mean? That since the case began with 23 dayanim and 20 left, that the 3 who remain behind are going to task him without the other 20 will look as if we sent them home because they're not qualified. It may look funny. It may look as if the others had to leave because they weren't qualified to judge the case, and only 3 out of the 23 were good. Only feel like that when they have a jury, that they have 100 people and they start picking the juries. They say, oh, you're a rabbi, we don't want you. Oh, you're a lawyer, we don't want you. Oh, you're white, you're black, you're Puerto Rican, you're this, you're that. You know the person, you know the store, you know the neighborhood. So they start parceling up people. So they parceled everybody up because of a hashash negir, and they're left with a very small jury. So over here also, since we started the case with 23, because the husband said, after davening, I need 23 dayanim, I got a case of din in the fashas. And then when he starts to present his case, and he starts laughing in his face, they say, you don't have any case of 23, you don't have a case of din in the fashas, and they left. So that's the machlokes. Can you adjudicate Rashi learns? That's the machlokes. Can you judge the case with 3 out of the 23? Maybe we have to be concerned that it looks strange. It looks as if the 20 who left were sent home because they're possible. That's the literal translation. Are you choshish l'kvoidim shol harishonim, the 20 who left, or you're not choshish l'kvoidim shol harishonim? Rav Soloveitchik wanted to interpret it based on the Gemara Daf Hayam and Beis. The Gemara Hayam and Beis quoted that there was a machlokes amoraim Daf Beis, the machlokes, whether hoidois valvois is kad nami kosher, mikra din, and shnayim shadon u'sal l'chatchili, need 3, alti hidon yechidi, alti hidon yechidi, so you can't be done all by yourself, and you can't be done with 2, because we don't want to have a bezin shofa, so we have 3. So l'chatchili, we need a bezin of 3. But for the yevid, if you have a bezin of 2, or who are the nami, if you have a bezin of kad, it will also be kosher to the yevid by hoidois valvois, not by gezelos achavolos. By gezelos achavolos, mikra din, you need shloshes smuchet. But by Hadot Zavos, so one opinion is that b'di'evet chad nami kosher, b'di'evet shnayim shadonu would be denamed it. The other opinion is not the shnayim shadonu ain't denamed it. So the Gemara was bothered with a kash. It says in the Mishnah, Eitzvi Rav, the Rav Nachman, says in the Mishnah, L'kamon, Zav Chof Tes, Omer Al, this is the last 10 lines from the bottom of Hem Ebei. So it says in the Mishnah, Zav Chof Tes, if you have a bezna of 3 convened, and 2 say chayiv and 1 says potter. 2 say potter and 1 says chayiv. So the 2 outvote the 1. You go bust the road. But what happens if it's 2 to 1 and the 1 doesn't say lehetach from the 2, the 1 says any adeya? So then Allah requires you see for adayonim shnayim. That's Allah. Whenever somebody says any adeya, so Allah says that's sifu. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Bishlaim, if you need a bezin of 23 for din in the nefashah's case, you need all 23. So if 20 say one direction and one guy says any adeya, the halacha says yosifu, because a strange din, the 22 can't outvote the one who says any adeya, or the 13 say chayiv and 9 say pot and 1 says any adeya, so you can't outvote the one who says any adeya. Yeah, so you don't have 23 opinions expressed. You didn't have 21. You didn't have 23 ballots voting, because the one who says any adeya is kemanda lesi dami. The Gemara has the expression. He doesn't count. So you gotta have your sifa dayon mishnayim. Okay. But the Mishnah says the same thing regarding a bezin of 3 in the case of dini mamonis. And it sounds like it doesn't make a difference whether the dini mamonis case is zelos vahavolos or hidois malvois. So if you have a case of hidois vahavolos, and you convene a bezin of 3. Now really, mikra din, shnayim shadonu would be good. Chad nami kosher would also be good. But you convene a bezin of 3. So what does it bother me if one of them says any day after the 2 can't outvote the third one who says any day? So the one who says any day is commander lazy dummy. So it's commander lazy dummy. So let it be shnayim shadonu is also good. Chatzila, you're not allowed to do shnayim shadonu. Shnayim shadonu is a bezin chatzuf. It's not proper. But if lachatzila they did the right thing, they sat down when they did the kviyas yeshivas bezin, they started with 3. Then after pilpling, one guy says he can't resolve it. He's pulled in both directions, any day. Rav Soloveitchik thought if he says any day, he says, I never learned that. I don't know anything about it. I can't formulate an opinion. Then you don't have a din yosifah dayan mishnayim. You just ask him to go home and learn a little more, and we'll get someone else to replace him. The halacha yosifah dayan mishnayim is if originally you had a kviyas yeshivat bezin of 3, and the guy says any day says, like in mathematics, there are insoluble problems. It's not that the press is so dumb. He doesn't know the answer to the problem. The problem is so complicated, there's no way to get a resolution to the problem. So over here also, if he says any day, I see the merit to this argument, I see merit to that argument, and I can't be machriya. So then it's considered there was a kviyas yeshiva in bezin of 3, and somebody, one of the 3 says any day, so the halacha sets in, halacha moshe mesina in the summer, that yosifah dayon mishnayim. But if he says any day, I'm not qualified, I don't know what's going on, I never learned this, I can't formulate it, I'm not entitled to an opinion. So you just replace him with 1 and you start all over again. So Nahum also, the Gemara asks on that Mishnah, Vishleim, if you have a bezin of 23 and 1 says any day and he can't be outvoted, so it's a problem. Commander Leite, you only have a bezin of 22. Or if you have a bezin of 3, for example, Vahavolos and 1 says any day, I say, you got a major problem. Any day is Commander Leite. Don't mean the Gemara uses the expression later. And you have to have your sifa dayan mishnayim. But if it's a case of hoidois v'halvois, and one says any adeya, so he's not, so it's kemanda leisadam, so let it be shnayim shadonu. And the Rishonim add on, they ran and on. I say, but for lachatzila purposes, it's the chabez and chotzel. So the two don't want to have a psak that should be considered bez and chotzel. So the Ran explains the Gemara's kasha. No, that was the Gemara's kasha. Since originally they sat down with a bez and they convened a bez of three. One says any odeya, so they didn't do anything wrong. So it's already been yevet. So you shouldn't require Yosef Adayan Shaim in order to satisfy lachatzila. There already is Bidi Yevet. So leave it the way it is. To this, the Gemara gives an answer. Shiny Hossam, and that Mishnah, the Afkop test, is different. The Neikor Adait is the Tlosi Yisivi. Since originally, when they made the Yeshiva's Bezin, there were three, so you can't issue a Psak with only two. So what kind of an answer was that? So some people looked it up in Shulchan Aruch, and they said that there's a Machlokes, the Mechaba, and the Ramah, which represents a Machlokes, a Rishonim, what the Gemara means to say. What if Lechatchila, the Baledinim, once in a while you have such a case, Baledinim, it's an issue that deals with millions of dollars, and they want to make sure that they get a correct psak. Not some $5, the guy bound my Gemara, and it fell apart again next year, so I want my money back, whatever. Talking about $2, and not a minute $2. No, let's say I didn't hear that you're dealing with millions of dollars, so sometimes the Baledinim want to have more than a bezin of three. Sometimes they'll have a bezin of 9, sometimes a bezin of 15, whatever. So let's say they convened originally a bezin of 9, they're sitting and discussing the case, and then 8 say in one direction, or let's say 6 say in one direction, 2 say fakert, and 1 says any adeya. One says any adeya. So they say the one that says any adeya is command the lay say dami, so it's considered as if you only have 8. So what's a schlecht 8? 8 is ganz fine, you didn't need the halacha, it didn't require 8. So does the Gemara mean to say Shainahas Mekar Daita the Kalosi Yisivi, whatever number of Dayanim there was at the beginning of the Kviyas, Chilas Kviyas Yeshivas Bezdin, that's how many votes there has to be in the end? If you started with 9, you got to have 9. If you started with 15, you got to have 15 votes. Or should I say no? All the Gemara meant to say was Haidos Malvois is really Chad Nami Kosher, which means you don't need a Bezdin. Taisus said before, Chad Nami Kosher and the Rambam and the Taisus and the Sivis. Chad Nami Kosher means that you don't need a bezin. It's like Harua Sisa the Hesed. Achocham Amayr Harua Kim Paskin and Hoidos Valvois. But if you'll convene a bezin on the case, it's Nitzvas and bezin. It is Nitzvas and a bezin of three. So that's all the Gemara says. Shiny Hosin Mekora Daita the Tlosi Yisivi. If originally it was Nitzvas and Yeshiva's bezin of three, then the Halacha requires that the Psak should be issued by a bezin. So you can't say over here, Shnaim Shadonu, the name Din B'di Ebed. No, Shnaim Shadonu is not going to be called a Bezdin. The Loshan HaGemara is Elosh HaNikru Bezdin Chotzen. So according to the Taisus, that's Labdaf. According to the Rambam, the Taisus, you don't call them a Bezdin Chotzen. They're Anoshim Chatzufim. Anoshim, because anything less than three is not going to be called a Bezdin. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So it could be Rav Soloveitchik was not like the Ramah. What do you say? The Ramah says like this, I think. Ramot says that if you originally started off with 9 or 15, you don't have, and one says any adeya, you wouldn't insist the asifa dayanim shnayim. It just means the difference is 1 as opposed to 3. 1 or 2 as opposed to 3. If you had 3, it means that you need a psak of a bezin. So it could be, that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests, it could be that that's how Rashi understood over here, choshishim lekvoidim shel harishayim. It could be that this is just a melitza, it's a way of expressing yourself. If originally the husband was so excited during davening, the shakras on Thursday morning, he says, I got a din in the fascist case, I need all the 23 members of the Sanhedrin. So he davens in the Sanhedrin, sure, and they can be. And then he starts saying, I know my wife is chai misa. So he says, come on, you can't give your wife three of misa based on your statement. So 20 of them leave, so the Gemara says, even though the three who remained behind would have been able to be done, but since originally he convened 23, so he can't even paskin on the hefsidak suba with less than 23. Why? So the Gemara is loshin is choshishim lekvodim shavishayim. It may look bad for the 20 who left home, who went home. It may look as if we told them to go home because they don't know how to paskin. They're not sufficiently learned. So they just thought it could be that that's just a melitza. What the Gemara really meant to say was the same as on the previous da. So just like if it's haidos, valvois chad nami kosher, but it's nitzvas in a bezin of three, so it could be that this is what our Gemara says, that since originally the case that we were discussing, whether the wife was mezana or not, was Nitzvah originally a Bezna 23? It was Nitzvah in the Bezna because the husband thought that he's going to be done Din in the Pasha. Then it turns out that there is no Din in the Pasha, it's based on his Nemonis of Pesach Pasuch Matzah. So you see, even the ear aspect of the Hesed Aksuba also should require a Bezna 23, because the whole case already began with a Bezna 23. So once you add a Bezna 3, you can no longer be done with a Chadna Mikosh. Once you already convened a Bezna 23 to be done on this case, you can no longer be done with a Bezna Chad. Maybe that's what the Gemara really meant to say. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. That was the suggestion.
On 3 and 23, or does it mean 3 or 9? Any odd number?
Right. So they should thought like the Ramot. Ramot passes and only it's only three. If they had nine, they don't say they quote nine. The Chabad quotes those and say not so. You do not. Yeah. They left what involuntarily.
Yeah.
Why? Let's say Ivdur. Ivda means they're just scattered. Ivda means they're scattered. So he wants to know why are they leaving. The Bezna 23 is supposed to sit in the morning in case it was supposed to remain convened for a certain number of hours every day to see if any cases come up. So why did they disappear? So they said something must have come up, that there was a Shasatak. The election day. Whatever. I don't know. Something came up. Medina Segla Rupa. Some strange thing came up. I don't think it has to be Dafke involuntary. I don't think it makes a difference. Yeah. You should call them back. You should call them back. You should call them back. Yeah. Taisus is not happy with Rashi because the Mishnah presents it. Because many kashas. So one of the many kashas is, how can you say that the words Moiti Shemra in the Mishnah refer to the husband being Neman Lahafsid Ishtok Suba Alpiv? The word Moiti Shemra never means that, especially in the context of Oinus and Mufasa Moiti Shemra. It means the Meo Kesef that you pay. How can you translate the word Moiti Shemra? So Rashi understands, what can I do? That's what it says in the Gemara. Because the Gemara in the top of Amud Beis interprets that there's a Braisa, a Tosefta, that's talking about Meir Kesef. So the, when they say it's talking about Meir Kesef, so the Gemara spells out, Bol Igbas Momen Mibal. If the father of the girl comes to collect the Meir Kesef, then Bishloisha. So the Gemara emphasizes that on the top of Amud Beis. And Mashma, that until you get to the top of Amud Beis, we're not talking about the father of the girl collecting the Meir Kesef from the husband. We're talking Fakir, that the husband is Neman Lahafted Ishto Alpi, based on him and who, because they know them Kareach to Sudam Afsi. So Tyson thinks that he can't fit into the words, because Anas Mephata Moetzi Shemra is a giveaway, that giveaway that Moetzi Shemra means the payment on the part of the husband to the father of the girl to pay the Meir Kesef. So Rashi holds from the Gemara, it says like that. The big problem, the bigger problem with Rashi is that the Mishnah seems clearly to imply that the Machlokes Rameh Nachachamim is, Rameh says Moshe Shemra requires a Bezna of 3 smuchim, like Anas and Mephata means 3 smuchim, and Nachachamim say that you need 23 smuchim. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that we're talking about Hefzad Aksuba, so why should you need 3 smuchim? 3 Hadyarikah should be sufficient. Because we know that that we say shlichusayu, or maybe you don't even need shlichusayu, whatever it is. 3 hadyoites are good to be done haidoas v'halvoas, and we assume that lav davka haidoas v'halvoas who are dynamic suba. So it says that it's ma'isim b'chol yom, that we're done in suba b'zman hazeh, even though nobody has any smicha, because we assume that dinek suba is the same as haidoas v'halvoas, that shlosha hadyoites is good. So that's a murderous kasha on Rashi. What's Rashi going to do with that? I don't know. That's a murderous kasha. There is an issue that Tosis raises on Amud Beis. Tosis brings it up in the context of the Rabbi Natan's shot in the Gemara, but it's really relevant to Rashi's pshat also. The Tosis quotes the following issue. There is Taisha said the end of the long Taisha, the Hevi Ha'av, and I'm at bay, but the last 10-15 lines, they bring up an issue that they, in Ksubas Daf Mem Dal and Amad Beis, they explain a little better what the issue is. There is a Mishnah in Erechim where it says like this: if a person says, I accept a netter to give Hegdish Dom of a lie, his value, I want to donate to Hegdish, so you have to have a bezin to assess how valuable is he. So if he's 95 years old and he can barely walk and he can't hold down a job at all, so how much is he worth if you tell him, Kevin, on Nimka Bashuk? How do you determine any value of anything? Kamuhu, how do you determine the value of the Siddur? Kamuhu Shavu Nimka Bashuk? How do you determine the value of this pair of glasses? It's not how much it was, not the replacement value. Someone broke my glasses. Someone throws it in the incinerator and it gets ruined. So he has to pay Adam HaMazik. How much does he pay? So the halacha doesn't require you to pay the replacement cost. How much is it going to cost me to get a new pair of glasses? He has to pay Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. If I would want to sell this in the marketplace, how much would I get? Wouldn't get too much. Because one eye is near sighted, one eye is far sighted. Who has the same prescription that I have? I probably wouldn't get anything to it. The halacha says the guy doesn't. The frames are good. But who wants second-hand frames? In the summer, someone would pay a nickel. And that can't pay too much. But that's the halacha. You only pay Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. So if you harm a person, and you have to pay nezek tariq b'shevet b'shevet. How do you determine nezek? You say, kamahu shavalim k'bashuk. I harmed him, I cut off his arm. So how much would he sell for as an eved before I harmed him? How much would he sell for as an eved after I harmed him? And the differential is what I have to pay as nezek. So you always have to determine kamahu shavalim k'bashuk. So that's if I say, dom of a lie. I take a netted to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, the value of this person. So the bezin, you have to put together a bezin of shloisha or asara, discussion in the Mishnayos, to determine how much would he sell for. How much is he shovelim kabashuk? What if instead of saying dama valai, I say erko alai? So then the Chumash says it depends whether it's a male or a female, and it depends on the age. If it's below the age of 5 years old, if it's between 1 month, below the age of 1 month, ain erech and the pachas b'men chodesh. Between the age of a month and 5 years is one amount. Between the age of 5 years and 20 is different amount. 20 is 60 is different amount. Above 60 is a different amount, and it doesn't make a difference if he's extremely healthy or extremely sickly. It's all the same. So then the Mishnah is giving you a list of other cases where it doesn't make a difference whether it's extremely valuable or extremely not valuable. So it says oynis ha'mefata. The man is ma'anis ha'mefata girl. He has to pay Hamishim Shekel Kesem. So it doesn't make a difference whether the girl is from the most Bekovet Dikha Mishpacha Miyacheses Bisos, the king's daughter, or the chief rabbi's daughter. Or the girl is a Pusa Sheba Pusim. The mother was Mizaneh, she doesn't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is, you don't know who the girl is. You pay the same amount, you pay the same Hamishim Shekel Kesem. The same thing. Meir Kesef. Mishnah says you always pay Meir Kesef and Moitzi Shemra, whether the humiliation is extremely severe, way more than Meir Kesef, or there's no humiliation at all. Should the wife takes the whole thing as a joke and she doesn't take it seriously, whatever, you pay the Meir Kesef anyway. So the Mishnah gives you a list of cases in Erechim where it's a low plug their eyes. It doesn't make a difference. Then the Mishnah draws a contrast between Onis and Mefata on the one hand and Moitzi Shemra on the other hand. Moitzi Shemra is a terrible thing that the man said Lashon Hara against his wife, and the whole sugya of Lashon Hara, the whole Sefer Chavetz Chaim, with all the Hilchos Lashon Hara, is all based on the Gemara there. And Erechim, the whole sugya of Lashon Hara appears there. And Erechim, a little couple of Gemaras scattered around all over Shas, he gathers together also, but the main sugya of Lashon Hara is there in Erechim. So the Mishnah brings out such a surprising statement that if a man attacks a girl, he rapes the woman, he only pays Chamishim Shekel Kesef. But if he says Lashon Hara about his wife, he didn't attack anybody, very nice guy, but he says Lashon Hara about his wife that she was Mizana during Erisin, and then it turns out that it's not true, so he didn't harm her at all. He said Lashon Hara about her. So Hashem Ra, so he pays twice as much. He pays Meir Kesef. So Lashon Hara, you pay Meir Kesef, and for actually attacking a woman, you only pay Chamishim Kesef. So the Mishnah says, look how strange that is. The avera of Lashon Hara is worse than actually doing the act of attacking the woman. So from the Mishnah and Erechim it would appear, from that Mishnah, that the Yisod HaChiyuv of Motzi Shemra is for the Loshon Hara Chelek Shebo, because of the Avla of Loshon Hara. The Gemara in Ksubis HaMem Dala on the base of Tosis quote seems to assume totally differently. The Gemara in Ksubis seems to assume that the Yisod HaChiyuv of Motzi Shemra is for the attempted murder. So the Gemara says, what if the fellow is Motzi Shemra al Haktano? I married a girl who's a Ktana. How can I marry a girl who's a Ktana and Kiddushin Tovsin? And so the father's Mekabel Kiddushin. If the girl's Mekabel Kiddushin is Taka nothing, so you have to have Das or Isha, so Ktana is Allah Bas Das. But the father who is after Bar Mitzvah can be Mekabel Kiddushin, however, Kaddish is Vita Ktana. So if I marry the girl, Ayidei Aviho, and then the next day I come to Bezdin, I say that she was Mizana, and I bribe witnesses to testify falsely that she was Mizana. So the Gemara says, HaMotzi Shemra Laktana is not punished with the din of Motzi Shemra. Why? Kevin de Lamotzi Limekaima Imam Isayadavar Uskoluha. The only time you have the punishment of Motzi Shemra is if there's attempted murder. The husband was trying to bump off his wife. But if his wife is a Ktana and she was, he claims and he bribed the witnesses to testify falsely that she was Mizana during Erisin, but then there isn't going to be any attempted taking of her life. A Ktana is a La Basonshin. She can't be punished for what she did. So from the Gemara it would appear that the punishment that you give to the Motzi Shemra is for the attempted murder, not so much for the Loshon Hara. So it's a total contradiction between the two Gemaras. So there is a machlokes in Rishonim how to resolve this contradiction. The main discussion there is in Ksuvos Daf Mem Dalet, in the Tosfos, and in the Shita Mekubetzet. The one opinion the Rishonim give is it's going to be very relevant to the Rabbi in the Tam, but it's also relevant to the Rashi. We'll discuss in a minute. So the one opinion in the Rishonim is that the real Iker is the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Mem Dalet, that the punishment of Motzi Shemra is really for attempted murder. Aye, but the Mishnah in Erchin says that it's for Loshon Hara. That's an agadah. The Mishnah wanted to exaggerate a little bit how chomer the Aveira of Loshon Hara is, which is taka terribly chomer. The Mishnah says that sometimes, the Gemara says, sometimes you ruin a person's whole life. You can ruin his marriage, you can ruin his relationship with his children, you can ruin him personally in business, you can ruin his whole status in the society. If he totally destroys his reputation. Different kinds of Loshon Hara. If Stam, I whisper to you that guy's an idiot, you're never going to see the guy again. What, you don't sign his checks, you don't hire him, you have no shaitas. You're not going to marry his daughter, you have no shaitas with him. So that's a much lighter Isra of Loshon Hara. But sometimes you tell a Loshon Hara, you mamish destroy the person. So the really Kirla Halacha is the Gemara Ksuvos Daf Mem Dalet, where the Gemara says that the punishment of a Motzi Shemra, the punishment the husband gets, is because of the attempt that he did to kill the wife. And the Mishnah that says that it's because of Loshon Hara, that's an exaggeration, it's really not true. That's not really so. Another Rishon, our Tosfos has to hold not so. Because the Rabbein Tam holds that the husband, as soon as we start learning Rabbein Tam, is very startling shita. Rabbein Tam's opinion is that the husband pays the mayor's loin kesef even though there was no attempt at killing the wife at all. So the Rabbein Tam has to dreif akir. So Rabbein Tam holds the Iker really is the Mishnah and Erechin, that the punishment for the Motzi Shemra, punishment for the husband, is really for the Loshon Hara Shebo. But the Gemara Ksubas says that it's for the attempted murder. So Rabbein Tam says, not true. You read the Gemara wrong. It's not for the attempted murder. Tosha says, Tosfos doesn't explain it well. Tosfos in Ksuvos explains this Rabbein Tam better. It doesn't mean that the punishment of the husband for Motzi Shemra is for attempted murder. Punishment is for saying Loshon Hara against his wife, but it's only if he says a higher degree of Loshon Hara. He says the wife was Mizana Beratzen. What if he says my wife was Nensa during Erisin? He starts spreading a rumor that the wife was Nensa during Erisin. That's also terribly embarrassing. It's very humiliating, but it's not as bad as saying Loshon Hara that the wife was Mizana. There's different degrees of embarrassment. To say the wife was Mizana Beratzen, and it's not true, that's a worse Loshon Hara than to say that the wife was Nensa. That the wife is a Ktano and the husband bribes witnesses to testify falsely to have a whole case against his wife that she is Mizana Beratzon, Aktanu is Mizana Beratzon is Pitek Tano Inesu. She's not going to be punished anyway because she's a Rabbat Sonshin. But not so much, she's not going to be punished anyway. When you claim that your wife who was Aktanu was Mizana during marriage, during Erisin, that's the equivalent of claiming that the wife was Nensa. Because Pitek Tano Inesu, if Aktanu is Mizana Beratzon. Someone coaxes the Eishes Tish, who's a Ktana, to be Mizana Beratzin, so I treat it like Oynes, I treat it like an Eishes Tish, and Enso. So that's what it means in the Gemara. It's not that by Ktana, Akibna Lamotzu, Lamakam, and Memes Hayadavos, Kolua, since they can't lead up to Oynes Miso, so there's no attempted murder. That's not the verb. Since she's a Ktana, and you can't punish her, the reason why you can't punish her because she's a La Baza, so the Lashon Hara that you said is not a high enough level of a Lashon Hara. You only said Lashon Hara that your wife was Nensa. That's not enough Lashon Hara to be Mechayiv in Moetz Hashem. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam assumes. He adopts that position that the Ikar really is the Mishnah in Erechin, and the Gemara Ksuba should be reinterpreted. And this leads the way for the Rabbeinu Tam to say Hishita, which we didn't get to yet. We're going to get to after we have the Bechina. And then there's a passage, there is a Shita Mukubet, who's there in Ksuba, Samem Dalid, where they quote, I think, a Ritva, who has a very fascinating compromise opinion. He says that both Gemaras are correct. The Mishnah in Erechin that says that the punishment of the Moshe Shemra is because of Lashon Hara is correct, and the Gemara that says that the punishment of the husband is because of the attempted murder is also correct. They're both correct because it's Tzvei Dinim. Because there are two parts to the punishment of the husband. There are really three parts to the punishment. The three parts to the punishment are, it says in the Chumash V'Yisro also, so the three parts. So the one part is that he gets Malkus. Normally Malkus is given to one who violates an Aver, which is similar to Vasach and Shor B'disha. So all the Malkus in the world is only one, all one did of Malkus. That's what we looked in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam gives you a list of all of the averes for which a person can get malchus. How long is the list? 180 samar averes. He numbers all of the averes and then he gives you a gematria. Over 200 averes, I think. Nimtukal aloikim. All those again malchus are 207 averes. So he says a sum total of 168 averes plus those that get kores. So if you add those that get kores together with this, it comes out nimsu kol aloikin reish zayin. Reish zayin 207 averes. So 207 averes from the shin samachay, from the 365 averes. So there are 207 averes of those. Will get Malkus, and that's one din of Malkus. Whoever violates an Avera, which is similar to the Sasim Shabbadishai, because the two psukim are adjacent, one next to the other, Chum is drunk. But then you have a couple of cases floating around where there's Malkus as a separate halacha, not part of the din of Bahayon din of Kaisa Rasha, because he did an Avera that was similar to the Sasim Shabbadishai. That Rambam, I didn't say where that Rambam was. Where's that Rambam? The end of Perkei Tes. The end of Perek Yitzhak and Hilchos Sanhedrin, the last line, Nimsu kol aloikim reish zayin. The sum total of all those that get Malkus are 207 averes. Reish zayin. So there are 207 averes that get Malkus from one parsha. Then there are a couple of Malkus floating around that are unrelated to this din of Dunya Delav de Hasim. So one of them is Edim Zanimim. So you show me that on Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara had the first Mishnah in Makkos, if you remember. The first Mishnah in Makkos says that there's a rare case where the Yedim Zaynim are not punished with Vasitzim Lai Kashazam and Lassus Liokiv, and instead we punish them with Malkus. So the Gemara says, and how do you know that the Yedim Zaynim should get Malkus whenever you can't administer Kashazamam? So the Gemara has a whole drusha. How do you know? So the Gemara says, what do you need a whole new drusha for? V'tepik Lemei Loisana, 15 lines from the bottom of Yudam and Aleph. Why not say that he violated the Aver of giving aid to Shekel, a sign of Berach Eid Shoker? Whoever violates an Aver gets Malkus. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that the Malkus by the Eidim Zenimim is because the Eidim Zenimim violated the Aver of giving false testimony. No. The sign of Berach Eid Shoker is a Lav Shem Omaiseh, and it doesn't fit in with the rules and regulations of Dumya the Lav the Hasima. That happens, Tayshin points out, that happens to be a machlekes hatanoim, with a lav shame, and a machlekes of Yechim Rishlof, and Shadapaskin, and Makdis, and Shvuas, with a lav shame of Maisa, yes, loikim olav, a lav shame of Maisa, no, ain't loikim olav, machlekes tanoim, I'm right. We paskin that lav shame of Maisa ain't loikim olav, but it's really a machlekes. The Tayshin says that even if you follow the opinion that a lav shame of Maisa, loikim olav, there's still an additional reason why Loisana cannot get Malkis, why the Edim Zemimim have to have a special Mokker with a special din of Malkis, and it's not based on the standard din. So Tais explains, because it's a lav shenitan la taras, and he says, because the lav of Lasana Berach Eitshokas sometimes gets the death penalty. If they testify falsely that the person deserves an Onish Misa, then Vatsisim Lai Kashi Zomam Lasas Liochas, so they give the Edim Zemimim Misa. So since that Aveira of Eidu Sheker, of giving Eidu Sheker, sometimes leads to an Enish Misa, so even in the case where it doesn't lead to an Enish Misa, you can't administer a punishment of Malkus, because that's called Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misa's Bez. Fine. So that's why the Gemara had to dig up a new Pasuk, a new Drosha from a new Parsha, that there's a new din, a separate din of Malkus by Eidim Zemimim. Where else do you have such a special din of Malkus by... It's not based on the universal din of Dumya Dalav the Hasima. So the Gemara always points out, Moisi Shemra, the Pasuk says V'Yisro, so based on the standard rules and regulations, the husband should not. Another person who talks Lashon Hara gets Malkus. A person who talks Lashon Hara, Baruch Hashem, does not get Malkus. Everyone would be postulated. If you do an Averish, there's no Malkus, you're postulated. The mazal is that there's no malchus for lashon hara. For whatever reason, there's no malchus for lashon hara. Otherwise, the whole world would probably be postulated. So the one exception to the rule is the husband is moitzi shem against his wife. He's like it. So that's not based on the regular klal of dumi delav dahatim. That's a separate pasuk that says the yisro also the yom shavuot amir kesef. That's part of the package punishment of the moitzi shem. It's a separate din. So that's the first part of the punishment. That the first part of the punishment of the husband who was made to shem against his wife is the malchus. Then it says, "V'yon shuas a me'akesav, he pays a teknas." The same me'akesav, whether she's from a mishpacha mi'achesas mi'od or from a mishpacha bezugia, does make a difference. He has to pay me'akesav. That's the Mishnah there. And then the third part is, "Lo siyeh le'isha lo yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav." If the wife insists, if the wife would be happy to get rid of his husband, so then they're opposite. Then we encourage them to get divorced. But if the wife insists, where is she going to ever find a shira? The husband ruined her reputation. He told everybody that she was Mizana during Erisin. So if the wife insists she wants to remain married to this husband, I don't know why she would want that. But if she so desires, so then the Torah says she has a right to demand it. And it says, and will force the husband to remain with her. The husband, of course, can be a miserable husband and make life so miserable for her that she'll run to the rabbis and plead with them. Please get this guy out of the house. Please arrange for a get. Okay. So it depends who's the stronger of the two personalities. If she can make his life miserable, maybe more than he can make her life miserable. Okay. So the Torah says that's what he has to suffer. So he started up with his wife, so he has to suffer. Okay. But it's not. You shouldn't think that the din of a lois elisha is a punishment for the wife. She doesn't deserve a punishment. Why she'd want? If she doesn't want him, then there's no din of lois elisha. It means that she does want him to remain married with her. She wants him to continue to support her. So then Allah says he has to, he's not allowed to divorce her. So the shaila is, this whole package deal, the malchus with the me'or kesef, with the lois elisha, maybe we can split between the two. That's what the ritvor, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuba, suggests. Maybe the fact that the husband gets malchus for Yisro, so that's because of the attempted murder. And maybe the fact that the husband pays me'or kesef, that's for the Lashon Hara Shibbo. Because the Mishnah in Erechin is talking about the me'or kesef. The Mishnah says, look how terrible Lashon Hara is. It's worse than government oisa maisa. If a man attacks a woman, so he only pays hanishim shekel kesef, oinis and mefata. And if he says Lashon Hara against his wife, then he pays me'or kesef. So the Mishnah says, look how chomer the avera of Lashon Hara is, that he pays twice as much as if he would have done the mice itself. So the Mishnah is talking about the penalty of the payment of the Me'er Kesef. That's because of Lashon Hara. Maybe the Gemara in Ksuvos that says that the punishment of the Moitzi Shemra is for the attempted murder, maybe that Gemara is talking about the Malkus Shabbos. The Oinish of Malkus is because of the attempted murder, and the Oinish of paying the Kesef is because of the Lashon Hara Shabbos. So So that's how the Ritvor resolves this contradiction between the two Gemara. So it could be that that's what Rashi holds over here in the Gemara, because Rashi learns in the Gemara the Hemshech HaGemara. We didn't get up to it yet. Rashi learns the Hemshech HaGemara. The husband comes to Beis Din and he says, I need 23 Dayanim, I'm going to give my wife Din and Nefashis. Then it comes out, what kind of Din and Nefashis? There are two witnesses who say that the Zinsa and there was a Hasra Stam. They didn't give a Hasra Mefuretes that she's going to get Skila like a Nara Hamasa Shazinsa get Skila. They just said, we're going to give you the death penalty. But the Gemara says, so there's a discussion, Machlekes HaTanaim, fine. Whether such a Hasra sufficient or not. According to the Tanaim, behold, such a Hasra is not sufficient to give an Einish Misa. And nonetheless, the Gemara is assuming that if you'll be mazim the Eidim, the husband is going to pay the Me'a Kesef. Why? But there was no attempted murder. It comes out that the witnesses whom the husband bribed, we later on ascertain the husband bribed the witnesses to give the false testimony. So if it turns out later the husband bribed the witnesses to give false testimony, that could not lead up to the death penalty. So there was no attempted murder. Maybe there was an attempted murder, but at least he didn't realize that she's not going to get the death penalty, because there wasn't a hasroma for etes. And nonetheless, Rashi learns in such a case that even though the attempt that the husband made doesn't even get off the ground, it doesn't even begin as far as giving a death penalty to the wife, nonetheless, if you'll be mazim the witnesses, the husband will have to pay the mayor kesef. So you see that you don't need attempted murder in order to pay mayor kesef. It could be that you need the attempted murder in order to administer the malchus. That could be. But Rashi is not talking about that over here. Rashi is just talking over here in order to pay the mayor kesef. So even if there was no attempted murder, as long as there was a hoitzah shemra, as long as there was the major lashon hara, major violation of the lashon hara, then the husband will have to pay the mega kesef. Rabbi Natam is also forced into assuming the same. Rabbi Natam says that you don't need attempted murder. I think Mark Zuba says he reinterpreted the Mark Zuba. It doesn't mean that. He says the Ika really is the Mishnah and Erechim, that it's the Lashon Hara is Machai. Rabbi Natam learns the Gemara, there was. The Yadim came lachatzchil and they said any yodeya. When the Bez Nesim, Bez Amokim, Bez Zman, they said any yodeya. So the Yadis never even got off the ground. As far as very surprising, the Yadis never got off the ground at all as far as giving the death penalty to the wife is concerned. And nonetheless, the Rabbi Natan learns Pshat in Gemara that the husband has to pay on the level of rights. The husband pays the Me'a Kesef. Even though there was no attempted murder at all. We pointed out another thing that the Rashi seems to learn in the Gemara over here. There is a dispute between the Rabbi Nasadi Gaon and the Ramban in each one's commentary on Chumash. The pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, Al Pishnai Meidim Al Pishlosh Reidim Yumas Ameid. And the other pasuk says, Al Pishneidim Al Pishlosh Reidim Yachim Dover. Yachim Dover goes on Mominus and Yumas Ameid goes on the Pashas. So the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Makkis works on the Loshan Apostolic. Why does he mention either two or three witnesses are needed in order to administer the death penalty? If two is good, so three is certainly good. If a moment is the same kasha, if two is good, three is certainly good. So the Mishnah has an answer that the reason why the Chumash writes al pishnayim lo shlosha is to teach you a hekish lahakishnayim shlosha hakishlosha lishnayim, and for a variety of halachas that you need. You don't give Danish kashazam unless you mazam all. And there's a din of karva pasul, and there's a din trei kemei or mei ketrei, a whole series of nafkaminas lalok. Well, what's the pshutushal mikro? All of that is a fancy interpretation, but it doesn't fit into the pasuk. That's a drashas chachamim that you read in between the lines, and it's the seraita. But how do you read? How do you read the pshutushal mikro? The Rav Sadi Gaon in his Arabic translation Ala Torah writes that the Pshuta Shal Mikra is Al Pishnai Meidim Al Pishlosha Dayon. It doesn't mean three, even though that's what it says, Al Pishnai Meidim Al Pishlosha Eidim. It says Shlosha Eidim. So somehow the Rav Sadi Gaon thinks that the Pshuta Shal Mikra is Al Pishnai Meidim and Al Pishlosha Dayon. That the word O doesn't mean either or, either two or three. It means two and three. That's pshuto. It says al pi shlosha eidim. So the pshuto shal mikra shlosha dayan. I don't see it at all. This is pshuto. I don't know. Something missing over here, which I don't know. I don't know Arabic or something. Someone knows Arabic. You got to look in the original in the Rav Sadigon. Ramban quotes it. Rav Sadigon. Very surprising. So the Ramban quotes it, and he doesn't agree. He says it doesn't make sense. He says that the din is not correct. He says that Rav Sadigon is telling us that in the case of din and nefashis, you need two witnesses, and you need a kabbalah say this like they bezn shel shloisha. So the Ramban says not true. That since din and nefashis needs a bezn of 23 for the masa matna for the gemar din. So who are denami that they would need a bezn of 23 for the kabbalah seidus of din and nefashis? So that's a famous dispute between the Ramban and Rabbi Nesadi Gaon. How large a bezn do you need for kabbalah seidus of din and nefashis? Rabbi Nesadi Gaon says sufficient with a bezn of 3. That's the halacha. Kach nemar halacha. Kabbalah seidus needs shloisha. That's the halacha. Doesn't matter. Kabbalah seidus are mamonis and nefashis. Kabbalah seidus needs a bezn of shloisha. Ramban says not true. Kabbalah seidus is a function of the bezin is going to be done. So since the bezin is going to be done, needs a bezin of 23. And the pashas say need a bezin of 23 to need the kabbalah this order. That's the machleik Ramban and Rav Sadigon. There is a gemara later in the first parak with the gemara. The gemara says that the members of the Sanhedrin have to know all the foreign languages. Where's that Gemara? And Yudzayin on base is the Gemara that I want. Where's the other Gemara? Shalot tehei sanin shamas mitpi hametorgman. Shnei mitpi hem v'lo mitpi hametorgman. That's the Makkos. Where is it? The Makkos. The more the end of the first parak in Makkos has such a drasha that the members of the bezin have to know all the foreign languages because they have to be able to be the kabbalators directly. So it says mipihem al pishnai made mipihem v'lo mipiha miturgama. If the members of the bezin don't understand the language that the witnesses are speaking, they're going to need a translator. So that's 8 mipiha. So the bezin doesn't understand what the first adam said. So that's not a good kabbalah statement. So the question is, if you have a case of din nefashis, how many members of the bezdin of 23 have to know where it's here to? Amar Allah. The yodim shivim losha. Next to the last line, the Gemara has the statement that the bezdin has to hear directly from the witnesses, and it's not acceptable. Rashi says it'll be 8 mipa. That's the last line on Yudzayinam and Aleph and Rashi, and next to the last line of the Gemara, that it would be a problem of 8 mipa if they don't know the foreign languages themselves. So the question, if you have a case of dealing the fashas, how many members of the bezdin have to know the language that the witnesses are speaking? So that's a machloikis, the Ramban, Rav Sadigon. According to Rav Sadigon, it will be sufficient. If you have three members of the bezin understand all the languages, kabbalah seidus can be done b'shloisha, and then the three will tell over to the other 20 members of the Sanhedrin what was the content of the kabbalah seidus. They can rely on that. Whereas the point of Ramban is not so. Ramban would say that you need all 23 members of the bezin have to be kabbalah, so they all have to understand the language that the witnesses are speaking in. So it happens that the Gemara makes a statement that you need here four lines from the top, five lines from the top of Yud Zayin and Beis. I'm a Rav, quote here, Shem bo shnaim ledaba ve'echad l'shmoya, eme shivim bo Sanhedrin. You have to have two, shnaim ledaba ve'echad l'shmoya. So what does that mean? The Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, how many of the 23 members of the Sanhedrin have to know all the different languages, makirim shivim lakshin. So it says that two have to know ledaba ve'echad has to know l'shmoya. In other words, you need three of them should understand French or Spanish, and two of the three should know how to speak French and Spanish also, so they should be able to ask the witnesses questions also. But you need three who understand French and Spanish and whatever, and Ivrit, whatever foreign language the witnesses are going to testify in. Fine. And the Sheet, the Ran, the Chidush Ran, says over here, what are you talking about? He says, according to the Ramban, you need that all 23 should understand. So it would appear pretty clearly that Rashi thinks like the Rav Sadigon, that you only need You only need three members of the Bezin to do the Kabbalah Seder. You don't need that the entire Sanhedrin of 23 should be present for the Kabbalah Seder. According to the Rambam, how do you translate the words of the Gemara? Shnayim ledaber vecha d'shma. So he has a totally different shot. Shnayim ledaber me. Two of them have to be geniuses in Kol HaTarakula. They have to be able to barf around in Noshim and Zikin and Kotshim and Taras and Zroim and Arachaim and Yeridea. They can roll in all the roll over in all areas of Halacha. And that Shnayim ledaber vecha d'shma. One of them has to be able to follow a discussion where G'dayli HaTorah are jumping around from one area to the other. The other 20 members of the Sanhedrin do not have to be such experts. They just have to know Dina Nevoshes. They have to know Hilchas Avodah Zarah, whatever cases come up often. Chilul Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, whatever. But they have to know those halachos, and they have to know how to administer Dina Nevoshes. They have to be able to talk in Kol HaTarakul and learning and everything. That's how the Ramban read the Gemara. Shnaim ledaber, who are so great in learning, they can carry on a conversation in all areas of halacha. Ve'echad l'shmaya, and one can follow a conversation in all the areas of halacha. And the other 23 members of the Bezin don't even have to have either of these matters. They just have to know hilchas din nefashos. They only have to know the halachas that are relevant. So on our daf, Rashi seems to go l'shitos and chesam leveis, because Rashi interprets in the Gemara here on chesam leveis. That they established a bezdin of three to be mekabalatis on the din nefashis case. Here's the Rashi. Here, where the Bach letter Aleph is in Rashi. In the wider lines, on Chesam Beis, not the narrow lines, in the wider lines. So the Bach has a tiny letter Aleph. So right after that, the Rashi writes, Bahani Amri, these witnesses testified by Api Tlosa. The witnesses testified in the presence of a bezin of three, Israel Bamisastam. So that's a machlokes, whether that's a good hasra or not. So Rashi seems to understand the Gemara clearly that Kabbalah Seders would be sufficient in dealing the Foshes, even in dealing the Foshes. Kabbalah Seders would be sufficient if you have a bezin of three being the Kabbalahs. That's what Rashi wrote on Yud Zayin, basically the same. So that's what he sounds like he's saying over here also in the Hemshech HaGemara. Because if you always require Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Chof Gimel in the Foshes, like the Ramban writes, so how do you ever have a case in the Gemara of Tova Momen B'Shloisha? If the husband started off the case with only a bezin of three, how can he start off with three if the husband thinks that it's going to develop into Din in the Foshes? So he should have brought the Adim to testify in the presence of Bezin of 23, not in the presence of Bezin of 3. Rashi seems to learn the favors, like the Rav Sadi went. The Bezin of 3 would be sufficient for the Kabbalah Seder. The Minchas Chinuch understood that the Ramban would say the same by a case of Irni Dachas, which requires 71. What other cases require a Bezin of 71? A Novi Asheker, a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah requires a bezin of 71. So if you're done, an Oli Asheker or a Kohen Gadol, so the two witnesses have to testify in the presence of 71, or would it be sufficient if the two witnesses testify in the presence of 23? Ban says Kabbalah Seder and the Nefashim need 23, it's not sufficient with 3. So the Minchas Chinuch says a Kabbalah Seder, in the Ramban's view, Kabbalah Seder is a function of the bezin who's paskening. So if you have a case where you require a bezin of 71 to be done, and Ovi Asheker and Dachas, so you need the Kabbalah Seder should be done in the presence of all 71. And now there's dings up with that. That's the Rav Shimon Shkap also assumes like that in Hastinah. And others dings up, and they think that that's not correct. That the Ramban didn't mean to say the Kabbalah Seder is a function of the bezin who's pastoring. So if you need all 71 to be done, and Ovi Asheker and Irani Dachas, then you need all 71 to be in the Kabbalah Seder. No. Ramban only meant to say that Kabbalah Seder of Nefashis itself is labeled as an act of Eidus Nefashis, and as such it needs 23. But just because you would need 71 to be the issue of Gmar Din doesn't necessarily imply you would need 71 for the Kabbalah Seder. Because the Menchas Chinuch has a kasha, there is a Gemara later, all the way in the end of the Mesista, which seems to imply the fairies that you don't need all 71. Marbra Mahem Bate Dinim. The Gemara says on Kuf Yud Beis Amidal. Marmalahem Batidinim, they tried to establish many, many Batidinim of 23 to be done the individual members of the Irani Dachas. But it sounds the fairish. like first the Mekabalatus in the presence of 23, and then the Dan individual people, then it never says the Mekabalatus all over again in the presence of presence of the Bezin of 71 when they want to be done on the whole city. Doesn't seem so at all. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Why not? According to Ramban, Kabbalah Seder should be a function of the Bezin who's being done on the case. So they thought that the Ramban didn't really hold like that. Ramban just tells Kabbalah Seder the Fashis needs 23, but it's not that he holds that it's always a function of the Bezin who's done the case. To be that when you need 71 for the Gemar Din, you wouldn't necessarily need 71 for the Kabbalah Seder. Okay. What to discuss? We had in Eben Ezra, Simon Yud Zayim, there's a long tshuva in the Chelkas Mechaykik. Chelkas Mechaykik is on the inside, and Beishmol is on the outside. So Simon Yud Zayim is Heter Agunah. So the din is that a Moira HaRoh, who knows the Halachas, can be Matim and Agunah all by himself, if he's prepared to take the responsibility on his own shoulders. And if he knows the halachas, if he's perceptive and he's sympathetic and he's understanding, so we can rely on a yochid to be done a case of heter agunah for himself. So the question is, when a yochid is going to be done a case of a heter agunah, does he need a bezin of 3 to be mekabel edus regarding the facts of the case? But he say no, since the yochid can be done, so the yochid can be mekabel edus also. So that's a long tshuva printed in the Chelkas Mechaykek about that topic. Usually the Chelkas Mechaykek just has comments on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a commentary. And this part of the Chelkas Mechaykek is written as a tshuva. So that's part of this question. Do you say that the Kabbalah Seidus is a function of the Tzak, function of the Gemar Din? So whatever Bezdin you would need for the issue of Gemar Din, that's the same Bezdin that would be needed for the Kabbalah Seidus. And you say not necessarily so. That Kabbalah Seder exists as an independent opinion. Kabbalah Seder is always Nishloisha. And the Gemara quoted the Machlokes HaTanaim regarding Hasra'ah. The Gemara has a few arguments regarding Hasra'ah. One argument was whether Chavit Tzarech HaTzarech Chavit Ein Tzarech HaTzarech Chavit means a person who is knowledgeable. Talmud Chacham, you have a Isha Chaveiro, a woman who is knowledgeable. So there is a Machlokes HaTanaim whether Chavit Tzarech HaTzarech Chavit Ein Tzarech HaTzarech Chavit. Yes, but you think Chavit does not need HaTzarech because the whole purpose of HaTzarech L'Havkim Yishogig L'Mezit. So we know on our own that this man knows the Din. He knows that there's an Isha Reish Yishish. He knows that turning on the lights on Shabbos is a malach. He knows that it's subject to the death penalty, so he doesn't need any hasra. And we don't pass him like it. We pass him that even a chaver also is tzarech hasra. In order to administer oynish mitzvah bezdin, the chaver also needs hasra. The Rambam has an interesting twist, and the Rambam quotes the halacha: chaver does need hasra. Here the Gemara has looked at the Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The time Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chavin and Tzarech Hasra, the Kishon Hasra of Shem Meis. So they have a tzion, a letter Aleph on Virabon, and they have a letter Beis on Lefi. So it's a contradiction. The letter Aleph means that the Rambam Pasen is like the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yudah, who say that the Chavit does need Hasra, that Hasra is not based on Lahafkum and Shem Meis. Then they have the letter Beis, that the Rambam Pasen is Beis. So it's a contradiction. So it says in the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, he tells, usually just tells you where the Maram Mokam is in the Rama. Here he says, V'ayin Shana Kesef Mishnah. Because Mishnah says there's a contradiction between Aleph and Beis. How can it be? He paskins like the Chachamim, the Chaver does need Hatzura. And he says, the reason why a Chaver needs not all a fish, and it's not all a Hatzura. That's the reason why you should have said the reverse, that Chaver does not need Hatzura. So the case mission just points out the Rambam thinks that the reason for Hasra is not under dispute. All the Tanaim agree. The reason for the need, the reason for Hasra is Lahafta Meshogig Lamezid. And the Rabbana hold that even a Chavit needs Hasra. What does it mean? It means halachically. It means not psychologically. You have to ascertain is he really Mezid. The Halacha says that whenever the Avera is done without a Hasra, Tirchit Nidiba, immediately prior to the Avera, so the halacha labels it as shaykh. You have to have a very high degree of mezid in order to punish with an oynish misses bed. Okay. It happens to be the Rambam laws like that. So that's one machlokes hatanim, whether chavit needs hasra or chavit does not need hasra. Then there's another machlokes hatanim, when you give the hasra, that you have to warn him for the particular form of Misa, the Stila Sefer Herikhenik Abba Misa Tezen? Or is it sufficient if the witnesses just want to be better not do this Aveira Filo Shabbos? We're going to give you the death penalty. If they didn't warn him, we're going to give you the death penalty. They just said, don't do the Aveira because Bezin may punish you. So that's not, then the man does not get the death penalty. But if they warn them, don't do the Chilul Shabbos because you may get, Bezin may give you the death penalty, but they didn't say which death penalty. So that's the Machlekes HaTanai. What exactly is the Machlekes HaTanai? So it brings to mind the famous Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. How many mitzvahs are there in administering Mrs. Bezin? The Rambam's opinion is that there are four mitzvahs. One mitzvah to give skila to all those who deserve skila, one mitzvah to give shreifa to all those who deserve shreifa, and then saif and then chenik. Skila, shreifa, herik, and chenik. And the Ramban says he thinks it's all one big happy mitzvah. Be'arta rami kebecho. To give Mrs. Bezin to all those who deserve Mrs. Bezin. These are just details. This one might be led to suggest that the machlekes Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, what they need, Hasrom before Refes, don't do the Chilul Shabbos because we're going to give you a Manish Misa Skila. Or it's sufficient to just say, don't do the Chilul Shabbos, we'll get the death penalty, it does make you the death penalty. It could be that that's the machlekes. It's a little corny. Machlekes HaTanaim is the machlekes of Hashem. What are the other Hashem going to say? Machlekes. I'll give a different shot. Okay. So it could be Lechore that sounds a little like that, that the machlekes is that Alpidin, that's four different onshim, and they deserve to be listed in four different mitzvahs in the minyan of mitzvahs. Well, basically, it's all the same thing. Mitzvahs bezin, they're just a heat and a hair. This kind of mitzvah, that kind of mitzvah. But basically, it's all one mitzvah, and it's all one thing, and the one hasra would be sufficient. So that's a further. There's one machlek with a chavitzar hasra. Another machlek is hasra stoma good, or do you need hasra mefuretis for the particular mitzvah? Then Imar has another machlekes satanaim on the next daf on Tesan and Beis. Do you need that the two witnesses should give the hasra, or is it sufficient even if a stranger gives the hasra? That they want to give the hasra, but not even Jewish. Want to give the hasra with a cotton, whatever. And the two kosher witnesses testify the man did an avera, and the kid gave him hasra, the child before our bar mitzvah gave the man a hasra. Don't do this Havera because you're going to get Skila, Sveifa, Herig, Achenik, whatever any she's going to get. So is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara quotes that too is a Machlekes HaTanaim. It says to him, what's the issue? You learn that from Psukim, yeah. Because Reid Ha'eid Ba'am, Pen Yarsu, La'los, Al-Sham, and Men Rav, La'ha'id means to testify, La'ha'id means to warn, Hasra. In Hebrew, it's Ha'eid or La'ha'id. So that's the question. Since the word Eid means witness, and Lohaid, Reid Ha'eid Ba'am means to warn, so that's what led some of the Tanoim to insist that you need Dafka, the witnesses have to warn the Baal Aveira, and if it's some other party who warned the Baal Aveira, then it doesn't count as an Hasra. So we pass Kanasa. We pass Kanasa. It doesn't have to be Dafka, the Eidim who give the Hasra, others can give the Hasra as well. So the Gemara was quoting all of these discussions regarding the various aspects of Hasra. The Gemara has more discussions here, Tesam and Al. So the Gemara quoted a Tosefta that's making a contrast between a Mesis and Shar Kol Chavim Misu Shabbatur. The Mesis is L'Sachmo V'L'Sachasa Olav, you don't give many breaks at all. Shar Kol Chavim Misu Shabbatur, that's on Chesam and Beis. All the other Chavim Misus, other than Mesis and Medea. So the din is v'hitzilahu eidah, we try to give him a break and we try to soften as much as possible the einish. So it says, eim emisim osim, anybody else other than the mesis, you only eim emisim osim elo be'eidah, the eidim hasra. You have to have eidah. Eidah means a bezna 23. Eidim, you need two witnesses and hasra, you need hasra. Wait a minute. And you mean by mesis, you don't need a bezna 23 and you don't need two eidim, eid echod is enough? And you don't need Asra. All three are impossible. How can that be? You don't need. So Taisa says, no. Eido, of course you need a Bezna 23, but the Mishnah had a drasha from a Pasuk. How did you establish that you know? How did you establish that you need 23? Because it says the two psukim in the end of Masay, it says, the Shavtoho Eido, the Hitziloho Eido. So the Shavtoho Eido means you have to have a possibility of 10 Dayanim saying that the guy's Chayiv Mesa. The Hitziloho Eido, you have to have the possibility of 10 Dayanim saying that he's Potter from Mesa. So that phrase, v'hitzilahu eidah, refers to the members of the Bezin saying that he's potter from Misa. So the Gemara learns out a lot of dinim from the Hitzilu Ha'edus, that the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem are different than dinim Nefashes and Sofik Nefashes Lohakel. Whenever you always go Lekula, and a Dayan only is entitled to the issue of vote, that the man is Chayvi, says he's fully convinced. But it's like Netiyas Hadas, let's say Avishai and Kashu is a Taras HaMishpacha. So the Ramah writes in Yeridei Achel Gimel in Hilchus Harua Tzisu Heta that a Moira Harua can paskin if the guy Taka knows how to learn. So he can paskin based on a slight Netiyas Hadas. Yeah, a lot of rabbis follow like that. They don't look up the Din Shulchan. I think the Din is like this, and it's like this. You look it up, sometimes a Pasik Fakir, a Mishnah Fakir. That's not acceptable. Slight Netiyas Hadas means he sees all the literature. And he sees this case is not discussed, and it's a little bit. He can zog nazem, he can zog fakir. He sees merit to both sides of the argument, but he thinks that this side of the argument carries more weight than that side of the argument. But he can't. It's just a slight hargosha that he has. He can't really prove it conclusively. He doesn't have a rigorous proof to insist on this side. Maybe you say sofik deraisa l'chumra. Maybe you should say to the Ramah, so that's not called sofik deraisa l'chumra. That Moira Hara has a slight Natiyas Hadas, Lahapkel, even in Nisa Deraisa, that's called Hakruasa Halacha. Hakruas doesn't mean a slight, the guy doesn't look anything up and he says, I think he has a vague recollection. He thinks he once learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch 50 years ago. That's Mutta. That's not called a slight Natiyas Hadas. It means after looking everything up, it's still not explicit and he has a slight Natiyas Hadas local, so that's good. But if he has a slight Natiyas Hadas, to give Einish Nisa, that's not sufficient. That's what we learn out from the Hitzilu Eda. In order to say Chayiv, you got to be really convinced. You have to have a strong conviction that the man is, that the halacha is that he's Chayiv Nisa. But the slight and Tiyas Adas L'chumah, that's not enough. So these are several of the halachas that are derived from the phrase, the Hitzilu Eda. The whole Mishnah Lam is based on an aleph that says that Echadin Mavs Echadin in the Farshas they share in common Drisha the Hakira, as it says Mishpatech Yalachem. However, there are many differences between Mavs and the Farshas. So one of the differences, the first, there are 10 differences mentioned in the Mishnah. So the first of the 10 is that Mavs requires a Bezna of 3 in the Farshas is not sufficient, you need a Bezna of 23. That's not based on Vihitzil Ueda. That's Allah, you need 23. But the other 9 differences are all based on Vihitzil Ueda. So that's why the Gemara says that by a Mesis and Mediyah, those halachas won't apply. Vihilu for the Mesis and Lam Gilman and Beis. All of the 9 halachas, you need a rov of shnayim and machzir l'schus and machzir l'chayvo. All of those halachas don't apply to the mesis. The mesis, we don't give them any special soft treatment. No. The Gemara just says by mesis. No, but Sarah Mora has the dinim of hatzala. Then Sarah Mora is different in another area that we'll get to in a minute. So that's the first line in the Brice. It says, all other Chayvi Mises, other than Mises and Mediach, need Eido. What do you mean? Mises and Mediach doesn't need Eido, you don't need 23. No, it means you need 23. But that special halacha of the Hitzilah Ho'eda doesn't apply. That's what the Gemara says. The Chibu for the Mises. The Ema Shifim is in heaven, Zokin, the stories. A person in there who doesn't go to a Tzagi Rabbanim. So he's not sufficiently sympathetic for other people. It's a person who never had children, or a person who had children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, but he's already an old man, and he forgot what it's like to deal with little babies, so he won't be sympathetic enough. He'll be a little too harsh. So the Gemara says, that's a din, by all other din in the fashion. The chilu for the meses. By meses, we should dafka have members of the bezin who are strict, who shouldn't be interested in giving the guy any break. So that's the first din in the braisa, that all other Chayvi Mises other than Mesis and Mediach, you need an Eda Matzela. So there is a mitzvah, the Hitzilo Eda, and a Mesis and Mediach, there is no such thing. That's a detailed question. Is that only Mesis or is it Mesis and Mediach? Mesis and Mediach are two different people. Mesis Liachin and Mediach Lerabin. Mediche Ir and Idachat means Mediach Lerabin. There is slightly different dinim between them. So the Arsameach claims that that's a machloikis in the Gemara. But there's a Chilufa Lemesis only goes on Mesis, or even on Mediach as well, because the Gemara had two different psukim. One said Lasachmu Lasachas, and one said Kiharik Tahargenu. So I think the Osmer says that one of them, you got to look in Chumash. I remember. In Dvarim Yud Gimel. So he says one of them says by the Mesis, and one of them says by the Mediach. So he says that's a Machlekes Amarayim. Which pasuk are you learning this from? By the Mediach Lerabbi. So that's the first din in the Braisa. The Shar Chavi Mitzvahs require a din of Eidim Atzelus. What do you mean, Eidim? That by Nesis you don't need two Eidim. Eid Echod is Nemon to give Oynish Mitzvah. That's ridiculous. Of course you need two Eidim. The Rashi says you don't require that the Mesis should see the Eidim. Machmina Meso Eidim Achuri Ageder. The Gemara says later, the Mishnah says later, we hide the Eidim because we're afraid when we're going to set him up in order to give him the Oynish Mitzvah Bezna, he's probably not going to do the act of Hatsasa in the presence of two kosher witnesses. He knows they can bring him to court, they can give him the death penalty. So normally, if a person is Mechal Shabbos, you only give him an Oynish Mitzvah if you gave him a Hasra. So what he said, you give Masra, don't do the Chil Shabbos, I'm going to see to it that you get Skila. What if you're going to, guy knows you can't get Skila, you need two witnesses. He's going to laugh in his face. So the only time it's meaningful, they're going to tell a murder. The guy's about to shoot someone else, says, you better not kill him, I'm going to see to it, I'm going to bring him to court, and I'll see to it that you get the death penalty. So he's going to laugh in his face. What do you mean, you're going to see to it? It'll be my word against your word. You need two kosher witnesses. So you may have five witnesses hiding behind the room may be bugged and it may be on videotape, but if the murderer doesn't know that there are two kosher witnesses watching, so it's not a good hasra. He thought he's going to get away with it. Hasra with the yatarat and lemisa means he knows that he's going to get caught. He knows that the bezlan's going to give him the Einish Mitzvah, and he says, I'm not kenan yaisa, I'm doing it anyway. But if he's not aware that witnesses are watching, that's not a good eidah. So that's in all other chayvim mitzvahs you need eidim. The Baal Averi should realize that there are Eidim watching. And in Mesis is a Chiddush. That even though he doesn't even know that there are Eidim watching, so it's really lacking in the Mesis. The same as Hasra. What do you mean? So Hasra, that happens to, it seems like a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi seems to learn literally that Mesis doesn't need Hasra. Literally, Mesis doesn't need Hasra. And we pointed out that if you put together all the Rashis later on, it would appear as if Rashi thinks that all the four cases that require hakroze, all four do not require hasro'ah. We had din habot tzichim hakroze. That's a braise on Peites Amun Aleph, the last five lines right before the second Mishnah. On Peites Amun Aleph, the two Mishnahs. So the last five lines before the second Mishnah say, Tan Rabbanan, habot tzichim hakroze. There are four people that Bezdin should announce all over Eretz Yisrael in advance of administering the Mises Bezdin that this man is going to get the death penalty because of this and this aver. Who are the four? Amesis, Ben Sora, Morav, Zachamar, Ben Zamim. Why? So the Gemara says, Bekulak Siv, Anasham, Yishmi Ro, Cholisol, Yishmi Ro. So the Mashmah says that you need Hakroz. So Rashi seems to have understood, to get the distinct feeling from Rashi, he understood that these four are Nerag al Shem Sofo. The Oynish Mitzvah that they get is not so much a punishment l'sha'ova for the Aveira that they did. It's really to serve as a deterrent l'habo. B'chol Yisrael Yishmu v'yiro. The Torah says we're going to make a Yotzim and Nafal, we're going to give a punishment to the... You don't give a punishment unless he did an Aveira. But the Aveira that they did over here, the Mesis was attempting to get the person involved in Avodah Zarah. Even though the guy didn't fight, he didn't do it. And then he may become, if you leave him going the way he is now, he probably will become a gangster later, he'll become a murderer. Or the Zaka Mamre paskin against the Bez Nagodol, and that may ruin the whole authority of the Bez Nagodol. Imzemim was an attempted punishment. They didn't get away with it. The Rashi learns in all four, in Idach Rosa, because the onus is really to serve as a deterrent for others. So that's what Rashi seems to hold, that all four of these don't need Hatzorah. The only time you require Hatzorah is when the Misa or Malkus is an Oynish L'Sha'avar, a punishment for the fact that the person did an Aver in the past. So you have to establish that Aver was very much b'mezid by having a Hatzorah. But if it looks like the Eidim see that he did a b'mezid, then the punishment is not so much, it's not a punishment L'Sha'avar, it can serve as a deterrent labor. So then there's no need to have it labeled very much so as Mesis. So Rashi holds you don't need Hasra. Tosfos on Ches Amud Beis doesn't agree with that last part. They say that just like Eidim, it doesn't mean that you don't need Eidim at all by the Mesis. You need Eidim, but you don't require that the Mesis should be aware of the Eidim. He doesn't have to know that they're there. So to Hasra, Hasra means you need Hasra even by a Mesis, but it doesn't have to be such an explicit Hasra. Hasra by inference is also an acceptable Hasra. That we're machmir more on the Mesis than on anybody else, because it says The reason why we insist on a full-fledged Hatzroah usually is because it says the Hitzil Ho'eda. So the Hitzil Ho'eda means you have to set up the halachas and deal in the fashas in the most cool and digger fashion. But that mitzvah, the Hitzil Ho'eda, to set everything up in a cool and digger fashion, does not apply to maces. So therefore by maces we say, as long as there are Eidim watching, and as long as there's any slight Hatzroah, hecha anir havinu shabashamayim, so that's enough of a hasura. Okay. Yes.
How can Midyaf be? How can Midyaf be worse than Midyaf in terms of Hitzil Veda? Is Midyaf going after much more people?
On the one hand, and on the other hand, the Gemara says that to convince a lot of people to worship Avodah Zarah, Jews are very sinful. To convince a whole city, a rabbin of Jews, much more difficult than to convince a yochid. So to convince a yochid, you will succeed faster than convincing the rabbi. So the avera of the mesis, in a certain sense, is greater than the avera of the mediach. So the mediach stands less of a chance of succeeding in convincing the rabbi to worship Avodah Zarah. Okay, I didn't finish all that I have to finish here, so maybe we'll do Chazorah tomorrow.